Over the last few decades, an invasive crab native to Europe has been making its way up the West Coast. Earlier this month, one of the crabs was found for the first time in Washington's Puget Sound. University of Washington researchers went to find out how many more of these destructive invaders are lurking in the Northwest's Inland Sea. EarthFix reporter Katie Campbell joined them and has this report.
Two scientists in thigh-high rubber boots trudge through the mud of San Juan Island's Westcott Bay, looking for traps they set the day before.
See, it's right there.
Ah, good.
Sean McDonald and Emily Grayson are on a hunt for something they hope not to find, a 3-inch menace, the European green crab. Grayson and McDonald are with the Washington Sea Grant crab team. They've set hundreds of baited traps to try to prevent invasive green crabs from setting up a colony.
It might seem like it's crazy for us to have such an intense trapping effort for just a single crab being found. One crab, what's the big deal? But these crabs do tend to show up in numbers, and where there's one, there's often more.
And if there's more, it could be the beginning of something terrible. Green crabs are considered one of the worst global invaders. From their home shores of Europe, green crabs have spread to South Africa, Brazil, Australia, and both coasts of North America. They are voracious predators, able to crack open clams and mussels. University of Washington research scientist Sean McDonald says on the East Coast they've wreaked havoc on the ecosystem and devastated Maine's softshell clam industry.
If they reach the densities here that they do on the East Coast, it would be disastrous. In a marsh like this, they would burrow into the banks, they would riddle it with holes, it would cause it to degrade at a faster rate.
Once green crabs are abundant, they're nearly impossible to get rid of.
The only effective tool we have for eliminating green crab is trapping.
Spraying chemicals would cause too much damage. Scientists had also considered introducing a parasitic barnacle from Europe. It infects green crabs and destroys their capacity to reproduce. But then they found out the parasite could infect other crab species as well. So trapping is all that the Washington Sea Grant crab team can do. But to know where to set the traps, they need local volunteers to keep a lookout. At the University of Washington's Friday Harbor Labs, project coordinator Emily Grayson held a training session for citizen scientists. She filled a table with shells from different types of crabs.
We have a number of small green crabs around here that are native, that are easily confused with invasive European green crab.
So is this a green crab?
Yep.
Okay.
Back in Westcott Bay, Grayson and McDonald open one of the last remaining traps.
This one's empty.
Another goose egg? That's it. I don't see anybody else in there.
After 3 days of intensive trapping, they find no additional green crabs. A good sign. But McDonald says the battle isn't over.
There's always that voice in the back of your head. Well, did you look everywhere? Did we thoroughly explore this entire marsh? And there's really no way to know.
It turns out the battle against the destructive green crabs was far from over. Just days after Grayson and McDonald came up empty in their search for the invaders, they got a report. A green crab was found 30 miles away on the shores of Padilla Bay. The crab team will head there next with their traps in tow. On San Juan Island, I'm Katie Campbell.